OpenAI shipped its strongest model today, and almost no one can use it.
It's Friday, June 26th. Here's the rundown. A frontier model that launched to the government first, the three-tier family underneath it, and what it means if you build on someone else's API.
OpenAI previewed GPT 5.6 this morning. Three models, Sol, Terra, and Luna. The flagship, Sol, went to about 20 trusted partners through the API and Codex, and to nobody else.
And that's where the story is. OpenAI says it showed the models to the US government first, and at the government's request, it opened with that small list. Bloomberg reported it came under pressure from the Trump administration.
Sol is genuinely strong. Its new Ultra mode, where it spits a task across sub-agents, lands around 92% on a coding agent test. GPT 5.5 was 83. Same price, $5 and $30 a million tokens.
It's good, but OpenAI's own safety review rates it high for cyber and bio risk, one step under critical, and that rating is the reason it's gated.
So a frontier model is now released like a controlled technology.
Previewed to the state, then handed to a list the state signed off on. If you build on a frontier API, the model you depend on can now be pulled by a government order, on top of the usual rate limits.
What do you do about it?
Keep a second model wired in that you can actually call today, and treat broad availability in a few weeks as a promise with no schedule attached.
This has been building all week.
Wednesday, Claude rationed capacity at peak hours. It just couldn't serve the demand.
Today, OpenAI rations the other way, by permission. Two labs, two kinds of scarcity. And Tuesday, we said the coworker fight had moved to distribution when Claude landed in Slack. Today, it moved again to access.
The export control thread, too.
The same logic that gates chips going abroad is now gating a model's release at home. We tied it all together in today's edition.
To the tape. We're long Microsoft because OpenAI's gated model still reaches enterprises through Azure and Copilot first. We're watching Alphabet and Nvidia.
Highest conviction is Microsoft. The falsifier. If companies adopt GPT 5.6 direct and bypass Azure, or the limited rollout stalls the money into next year, we're wrong. Horizon, 12 months.
The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice.
Quick break. Two from the desk.
One we know well, vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally. Secure, verifiable, no paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The full wire, free, every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev. Our call, within 6 months, this becomes the default. Another top lab, Anthropic or Google, ships a flagship the same way. Government preview, limited list, then everyone else.
What proves us wrong? If by the end of December, no other top lab gates a launch like this, it settles December 26th.
Today, the one thing standing between you and the best model was clearance. That's the rundown.